Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're learning Masech the Siyum and Daf Samech Chayim Beis. The Gemara is answering the Kasha, starts off with answering the Kasha which we asked in Samech Chayim and Aleph. The Kasha was, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could take the Shkolim that were donated for this year's Tumas Lishka, then they were lost and then they were replaced, but the Shkolim that was donated for this year's Tumas Lishka could be used for next year's, because if they found the original Shkolim, they're both Shkolim, Rabbi Yehuda says you can use it for next year. So you see, like the Gemara calls it, Chayvish Hashanazu Kravish Hashanaba. And like we explained, now the Gemara is saying that you shouldn't think it's two different Shem Karbanis, Karbanis of this year, Karbanis of next year. It's all the same Shem Karban. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the Paravis Sosh Yom Kippurim, if they got lost, then you mafish others tachtam? They Yamusu, why are they Yamusu? Why don't you bring them for next year? So the Gemara says, Kabbanah Sibra are different to the Rav Tavi. Amr Rav Yeshia, Amr Rav Tavi, Amr Rav Yeshia, Amr Krasas, El Schaidish Mechadshai, Amr Tere Chadesh, Avlei Karbim Mechuma Chadasha. El Schaidish Mechadshai tells you, you have to bring it from the new Chuma. So Mela, even though the Etzim Shem Karbim is the same, but it's Karbim that came from the Chuma Yeshana, you can't bring it for the next year, you need from the Chuma Chadasha. So fact, the Teis Yeshanim and the Ridvan, and the Teis Rosh, so why don't you have the same problem with the Shkolim? How could you use the Shkolim that they gave the previous year for the next year's Chiv? Next year, you need the Shkolim for the next year. You need the Shkolim from the Tshuma Chadasha. So, Evet, the Teis Yeshanim, the Ridva, Enechinami, the money you can't put into this year's Tshuma Yeshana. You have to save it for next year and put in the Tshuma Chadasha. This says the Chayyid Tanakama holds that since it was Muktish for this year, so it has the hektish of this year, and it can't be chalon at the hektish of next year. And you know, this year, next year is the same thing. So in Melev it ain't a chanami. You can't put it in the tshuma of this year. You're going to have to put it in the tshuma of next year. The Tais Rush is nice if one nekuda. Then let's say they didn't. Let's say it all went into the tshuma yishan. He said, but since that wasn't the fault of the bailim, wasn't their fault. So in Melev, just like a tayim alagov vel asad ligvais. So who would then hear, if Hektish Lamaisa got the money and they put it in the wrong Tshuma, so they're still Yetzeh, the Tshuma Chadasha, they paid money that could go for the Tshuma Chadasha, even if it ended up going to the Tshuma Yeshana, but that's still part of the Tshuma Chadasha. So the Gemara had a problem, only the Sar comes from the Tshuma. The Par comes from the Kaigala's personal money, so why can't he use it next year? So the Gemara says, Gzeira Par Atu Sar. He can't use the Par because it's a Gzeira Atu Sar. So, fact, the Gemara Mishim Zeri Musu. So, what's the Kasha Mishim Zeri Musu? So, Rashi says, "B'milim Ksar B'tmiya Dayoy Imira." It should be enough Imira. And I think the Pshat of Rashi is that Bishloima, if there's a din that you're not allowed to bring it Midaraisa, so then it's a Chata Shekipur Bolet. Chata Shekipur Bolet is Lachal Meshim Mesina, and then it's Yomus. But if Midaraisa, you really could bring it. You can't bring it on Sigzera. So why would Chazal say that Mikayach the Gzeir is going to treat it like a Chata Sheskabu Baleh? There's no reason for it. The Gzeir will be Niskayim even if you say Yireh. Why would Chazal say Yemusu? What did they gain by that? If the Etzim you can't bring the carbon, Midar Aysam, so that's it then, it's Yemusu. But if Midar Aysi you could, Midar Abanin you can, what would be the reason why the Rabbanim would say Yemusu? That's the Chayyab Shad and Rashi. That's why the Gemara's Maskana says it's also Takala. They didn't want Yira because of the Tekala, so that's a positive reason, even though it's a Gzeira, but it's a positive reason why it should be a Musu. They didn't want the Yira because of the Tekala, so that's why it's a Musu. See, Taisus asked Akasha, I have a Raya Mishim Gzeira Yemusu, because it says the Gemara in Zvachim, Nekala in Zvachim, Shenisarvid Memshara Nisko, Ochatayis HaMeseis, Yemusu Kulan. And there, Midaraisa, you have an Eitzah for them, it's Batul B'Rayiv, you can make it parish. The Gemara says, Xeir, Xeir, Shem, Ikach, Mina, Kavua. So you see, Mina, of course, of Xeir is Yemusu. As if Ektai is a Kasha. But Taisa says, this Xeir is not such a stack. Xeir, it wouldn't be Yemusu because it is Xeir. Taisa is Machal between the Xeir. So, vague effect, and it's going with the Svaris that was saying, Via, there's no Taina of Yira. There's no possibility of Yira. You know why? Because there's a din that they all become Asubana. That's Halacha. That's Xeir Durabanan. And there's a reason why they're making that Xeir. That's not halacha, even though Midaraisa the Batal Bereiv, but Behebal Chaim aren't Batal. Like the Gemara there says in the Shalos, why can't you be Mishinu Vanaydi Xeir, Shemichim in the Kavua? But because of the Xeir, it's Asubana. Once it's Asubana, So v'shteitzach it's yemusu. You can't be paida a behemah which is asa b'ano. It has no value. The Mishnah Negufa says if it's inside with psuli and mekdashim like reva, nirva, treifa, v'chuli, then it's yira. Then it's taka yira. Because it's mutar b'ano. The difference between kol hazvachim shenisayvim sharon iskol chatayis hamesis, which is yemusu, and kol hazvachim that's inside by reva, nirva, and treifa, which is yiru, the difference is because there, this Xayr is saying everything's asa b'ano because it's this Arab Yisuri ha'no with it. So, al din of Taruvis, it's all asa b'ano. Taka min arbana, it's asa b'ano. And by Reva v'nirva, it's not asa b'ano. Reva v'nirva is not asa b'ano. It's just Psalim Mekdashim. That's why it's Yiru. So, if we're going to learn the Kasha like Rashi, Mishim Xayr Yemusu, Daya Yemira, that there's absolutely no makam, why would Chazal say Yemusu? So, Taisis Kasha b'chal matshver. There, there's no Eitzah of Yireh. Taizah Karach didn't learn that way. Taizah Karach learned the Rishim Zeri Yemusa means that they wouldn't make such a drastic Zeris. It means Mechalik, why, when they would, when they wouldn't. But the Chayyim Rashi is saying a different word. Daya and Yireh means there's no reason to Mafsa Kachim. There's no reason for it. There's a reason. Because Alsek Zeritz, Alsek Banam, and Melitz Nifsad. Here, all the Zeri is you shouldn't bring it as a carbon. So say Yireh. Why would you say Yemusu? Yeah, that's a pshat in the sugya. As I fact, the Bekrega Kasha and Taisis, Yibai Shmer and Taisis, why was Taisis Kasha? Then the Gemara also asked the Kasha that the whole din of Reb Tavi and Reb Yeshe is a mitzvah. Because Reb Yudah Mishmul said, Kabana Siba Abam Echad Benisa Mitzvah Avi Men HaChadash, Kabana Siba from Echad Benisa and she bring it from the Chumah Chadash, and Heven Ayashin Yatsa. But if he brought it from the Yashin Yatsa, Shechisa Mitzvah. So the whole thing is just a mitzvah, that can't be a reason why it should be a musu. But the evidence is good. So a mela, that can't be a reason why it should be a musu. So the Mikdash David, it's in similar Menei Eis Beis, he asks his steer, Gemalig Akasha, the Gemara in Shvu is Taf Yud Beis, so on the Sug of Tmidim Shehut Shechul Etzibur, that the Tanakhama says, when you have Tmidim from last year, you already bought Tmidim, they used to have six sheep in the Lishka, they only needed two a day, and they have four extra. So there's four sheep that's going to be left over. What do you do with these four sheep? So the Chacham say that you can be paid to them. He says, Leiv Bez Amasna, even though it's a carbon, Kedusha Guf normally doesn't have Padiyah, but there's din of Leiv Bez Amasna to allow Padiyah. Reb Shimon says, no. What you do is you take these sheep and you use them for Eilus Nadava. You're not paid to them. You use them for Eilus Nadava. Mekitzim Benesim is Bech. So the Gemara says over there, yes, Amar Shul Revitzah, Gomayder Reb Shimon, Besirei Chatas, that when you have leftover Sirei Chatas, Rashi says you have the Sirish Chedesh Adar, which you didn't bring for some reason, got lost, you were mafresh another one, and now you can't bring it now by Nisan because you need from the Chumah Chadasha, right? So, Eimi Kitzim Begufan Ela B'dmehem. You don't use them as an Ela. You wait till they get a mum, you pay them and use the money as an Ela. Because, Hachu Demikara Ela V'hashta Ela. The Tmidim, which are an Ela, so it's an Ela, you could use an Ela, so Dav is also an Ela. Mashayin came the Sirei Musafim, which are a Chatois. So, the Gemara says, Gzeira so it sounds like the etzim they automatically turn into eilis. They're like a meiser chatas, it becomes an eila. But the din by meiser chatas is that you don't bring it itself for an eila. You wait till it gets the mum and you use the money for an eila. But that's a gzeira of la'acha kapar adufnei kapar. So in fact, the Mikdash David in that gemara it's mevur gemal degazach. When you have a chatas, you have a chatas. And it comes a chuma chadasha, it turns into an ayla. It becomes a meisa chatas, it turns into an ayla. Midaraisa, you can bring it itself as an ayla snadava for the tzibur. Midarabanan, you have to be yira and use the money for the ayla. But here, fakert. Here it says that really, you could use for Yom Kippur, you could use it for the next year. Chuma chadasha, the Gemara says, is not a reason. Chuma chadasha, not a reason not to use it. The Gemara says, other reasons. But the etzim, you can still use it as a chatas, because since bidi evin, the Chumah Chadasha is good, so you can use it. That means it's a chatas. That means midirais, it's a chatas. So it's not the pshat you could use it as an oila and just midirabana and it needs re and mishum gzeirif. Okay, midirais, it's a chatas. Midirais, you can actually bring it as a chatas, and midirabana, you need re, and once you have re, it's going to become an oila. But l'chaya, it's mamish astira. Al Gemara is saying that the chatas, the parvus, so shemi kippurim, really could use it next year. I, Chumah Chadasha. The Gemara says, no. Chumah Chadash is only lechatchila, but the evidence it works. So, male, that's not a reason why you can't use it next year. And that Gemara is saying that when you have Sirei Rish Chedesh, which are left over, they become an Eila. No, midiraisa, you could bring it as an oila the way it is. Midarabanan, you need riyah. But why should it become an oila? We're saying in Agamara that the dievet you can use it as a chatas. So he blames the tzarechi in Gadol. So the Minchas Ram of Eifanar says, obviously, l'chai you have to say that it's a machlekes asugis. L'chai, that's the only teretz. And he brings the shtick of Makairis a little bit that it's a machlekes asugis, it's a chiddish. He says, Rashi then, nafid aleph and beveiz and shuas, when the Gemara brings this very brisa, five v'sar shem mikipurim, our brisa here, five v'sar shem mikipurim, sha'avdu v'hivra shechayim taknam, chen siyav v'dazar shechayim taknam, kulam yimusa div Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem laza ayma. Rashi says, you know why you can't bring it for next year? Because you need a Tumah Chadasha. As I say in Rashi, the Tesis there, it's on Yeralef and Menalef, the Maskal Par, but Tesis there says, that was the Hanman here. But the Maskani here was a different reason, because of Tekala. The Maskani didn't hold it that way. So it sounds like Rashi, if you say it's a Machalikis a Sugya, so good, so Rashi's going with that Sugya. And then he says, Gevaldik in the Rambam. You see, the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah, the Meimer of Shmuel's Buddha in Rosh Hashanah, Stav Zayin and Menalef in Rosh Hashanah, the Turi Evin over there asks the Kasha, what's Shmuel saying a chiddush? Shmuel saying a chiddush, right? The kavanah siba mechav and nisan is mitzvah lavi min achadish mehevin yashin yatzah al shechisa mitzvah yetzah, even if it's from a yashin al shechisa mitzvah. He wants to know what's the chiddush. I have a mishnah in shkolim that says that. The mishnah in shkolim perek dalit says that by keteris, there's no mekteris there, but lachar who did all kavanah siba is that way. That what do you do with the leftover keteris? So Gemara says like this: leftover keteris you paid it on the schar umnim. You pay the umnim with the k'tairis and you buy it back from the umnim from the tumah chadasha. But then the Mishnah says, "In ba hachaydish bezmana loyichanaisim tumah chadasha lavan ayishana." If you have the tumah chadasha at the proper time, then you buy it from the tumah chadasha. But if not, you could buy it from the tumah yishana. Clear in the Gemara that if you don't have the funds of the tumah chadasha on time, but the evidence works. So what Shmuel telling you a chiddush, but the evidence works? The Mishnah says it already. So Terevin says an interesting teretz, that the Mishnah Tumah, you don't have the Tumah Chadasha. Then the evidence works. But if you have the Tumah Chadasha, you would think it's Makiv. He says, the Gemara, he brings the Gemara in Yivam Mustaf Kavdal, sometimes you have such a thing, that if you don't have it, but the evidence, it's okay, but if you have it and you don't use it, that's worse, then it's Makiv. So now, the Rambam never brings this din of Shmuel. The Rambam doesn't bring it at all. The one thing the Rambam brings is pretty much that Mishnah and a little bit more. The Rambam says like this, Ramul the end of Vilchus Shkolim, Perek Dal Lachi Yad Aleph, Mishiyagir Rashchedesh Nisan, Eimak Piven Karban Asibel Mitchumah Chadasha. Okay? So he says, comes Rashchedesh Nisan, you gotta have the Chumah Chadasha. Vim loy ba'a min ha-chadasha, loyicha min ha-yishana. Which he means if the Chadasha is not available, then you could bring it from the Yishana. So the Sefer HaKavitz, in the Sefer Lekutim, in the back of the Shamsi Frankel Ram, the Sefer Lekutim, bring a Sefer called Sefer HaKavitz, he brings it to Re'evin, and he says, it's interesting, so Kumtes, the Rambam, doesn't seem to pass on like Shmuel. The Rambam is saying that when you don't have the Tumah Chadasha, then you can bring it from the Yishana. According to the Turi Evin, that's the Mishnah, and Shmuel is being Mechadash, even when you do have the Tumah Chadasha, you can bring it from the Yishana. So what's Pshat? The Rambam seems to pass on like Shmuel. So the Michas Avram, according to his shtickle, that is a stirus of sugya, it works very good. Because the Rambam brings that sugya. The Rambam Michas Psalm Mekdash and Perek Dal Lachavei says like this, Pai v'sal shem mekiburim, sha'avdu v'hifrash achreim tachtem, yirat shibu heimin mum, v'yim kivim l'dam l'meim l'nadava. If you have a pai v'sal shem mekiburim, they got lost, you mafrish one tachtem, so then yirat shi istayim, that's what the Gemara says, v'blazim shimin, how come you can't bring them as an oila? Why do you have to bring the money as an oila? Shari scharim, they are scharim, so why can't you bring them themselves as an oila? So the Rambam clearly says that they turn automatically into an oila, mamish like the sugin shulis. And the only reason why you need vi is exera. Mamish, not like the sugi here, which says, no, you could bring it as a chatas, but can't is exera that you can't bring it as a chatas. So I have to say the Rambam passes like the Sugya and Shmuel. So he Taka doesn't pass for like Shmuel. He passes that the only time that the evidence works is if you don't have the Tumah Chadasha. Once you have the Tumah Chadasha, you're not even Yetzir, but the evidence of the Tumah Yishana. So he doesn't bring Shmuel. Once we say it's a Stiris of Sugya, it's very good. Agamar held like Shmuel that the evidence works. So Mela can't turn into an idol. Why should it? He still can bring it as a Chadas. It's just Chisa Mitzvah. But the evidence works. But that Gemara holds no. Once you have a Tumah Chadasha, so now you're not Yetzu with the Tumah Yishana, So it turns automatically into an idol like a Maisa Chatas. That would explain why the Rambam doesn't bring Shmuel. Gevaldik. The Minchas of Rambam explains, what's the Svaras of Machlaikis, the two Sukkis? He says it's a Gevaldik Azach. He says it's a Chakira. This din that you need a Truma Chadasha, is that a din in the Karbanis? That's a din in the carbon. To be Yaisa the carbon, you need Truma Chadasha. It's a Tanai in the carbon. Or is it no? Is it a din? Is a din the Tzibur brings Karbanis with Shkolim? It's a din in the midst of the Shkolim. In the time, the midst of the Shkolim, you have to be Mechadash every year and bring Karbanis Menachadasha. So if it's a din in the Shkolim, then you could say, but the Evid Yaisa without it. You're missing that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the Shikli Tzibur should come every year. Zayis Eilash Chadash Mechadashai Chadash Vavei Mitzvah Mechadasha. But if you're missing the mitzvah, you still Yaisa the carbon. But if it's a din mitzvah, the Karbanis Tzibur, then you can say, but the Evid doesn't work. And then you can make that chilek. That if you don't have the Truma Chadasha, but the Evid it works, but if you have the Truma Chadasha, it's Makib in the Evid, like the Turi Evid says. So that's the two sugyas. Our sugya holds is Pchal Nadadin and Karbanis. So maybe you could, and you have a leftover carbon, you could bring it to the Evid Yaitza. That wouldn't give it a Dinya Musil. But that sugya holds, no, it turns into an Ayla. It's a Din in the Karbanis. The Karbanis, Sibur, if they're not coming from this year, they don't have a Din Karban Sibur. Meli wants to answer the kasha of the Rash Shilavai. The Rash Shilav and the Yishalmi and Shkolim in the first parak, he asks the kasha, why isn't the din of Eilas Chaydish Mechachai one in a Tayag Mitzvah? The Mayan Mitzvah, the Rambam, doesn't count Chadesh Vavim Mitzvah Mechadash as one in a Tayag Mitzvah. Why not? Why don't you say Zais Eilas Chaydish Mechachai Chadesh Vavim Mitzvah Mechadash is one in a Tayag Mitzvah? So Tayag the Mechaz of Ram, you can say it's totally in the Sugis. If it's a mitzvah, mitzvah demayis tzibur, so then it could be one of the tayag mitzvahs. Chadesh vei truma chadasha. There's a din. Benson has to go and make a new truma every year. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. Why not? But if it's a din in the karbanis, it's a tnai in the karbanis, seem to come in the truma chadasha, so it's one of the tnai mitzvahs. He says it's a mitzvah of karban tzibur. One of the tnoim for the kashas and the karban tzibur is they should come from the truma chadasha. It's not going to be a separate mitzvah. It's a chelik in the mitzvah of the karban tzibur. That's the shtickle of the minchas of Rambam, Gvaldik shtickle. So now the Gemara goes right. The Elam Reb Zeil Fisheina Girl Kaveh Mishana Lechaverta. The reason why you can't bring it al kaponim the sorry for the next year is because the girl doesn't work from one year to the next. So the Teis Hashanim and Teis Rosh bring the reverse kasha. We said before that Be'etzim, all Siri Mayidais, and the Siri Nasa B'chutz and Yom Kippur, and the Siri Eshem Chadashim, they all could be interchangeable. They state the Gemara in Shavuos. So that's why the Riva said that this Gemara has to be Tumat Dafka after Hagrola. After Hagrola, then it's a Siri Pnim. A Siri Pnim can't be used as a Siri Chutz. But before Hagrola, when you could still use it as Siri Chutz, like the Gemara said before, who then you could use it for the other Siri Mayidais, you could use it on Sukkis, on Rosh Chodesh V'chuli. So fact the Riva, so now we're saying the girl doesn't work for the next year, so Kumtai says no girl. If it's before the girl, so it could be used as Sir Nasa B'chutz. If we use it Sir Nasa B'chutz, so let's use it for the Sir Mayidais. What's if Shana should be a Musa because the girl doesn't work? So now it should be like Kaida Magrola. Kaida Magrola is the Chasir Chutz. So they answer that it's a Sir Pnim. The girl doesn't work for next year means you need a new Hagrola. But the Maisa, that the girl was conveyed to be a Sir Pnim, is going to stay. It's Shtikal Chiddush. So, what's the Gemara's Kasha in Icy Vinagril? The Kasha is, try it. Now, you have two Sir. One's a Sir Pnim, one's a Sir Lazazel, whatever it is. Well, let's say you only lost a Sir Pnim. So you have a Sir, which is all of Girl Lashem. So now, it's a Sir Lashem. But the girl doesn't work. You need a new grower. So what does it mean, nicely vinagril? Try it. If it comes out again the same girl of Hashem like it came last year, so then it's good. It's already a seal Hashem. Either girl doesn't work, so you made a new grower. If as long as the two growers are consistent, it would work. If not, so you didn't lose anything. But why should you kill it now? Why not be magrel and see if it works? That's what the Rishayim say. So now the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, Tenech Sar, Par, Maik, Lameimar. So the Gemara says, Par, Zeh Mishum Chata Shemesu Balel. Zeh Mishum Chata Shemesu Balel. Now the Gemara says, Tenech Par, Sar, Maik, Lameimar. Zeh Mishum Chata Shemesu Balel. So Rashi says, and maybe the Kohen Gadol will die. If the Kohen Gadol dies, so then it'll be Chata Shemesu Balel. Taisus holds, what's the Gzeira? Kain Gadol will die, but we'll see if he dies. Or maybe he'll die. If he dies, we'll see if he dies. That's what Taisus says. Shish Rashi, do meis Kain Gadol nirul lita. Said, that would nearly nine. Yachal Amadol of a meis imloi. But the Achrayim, the Gvur Sari, and the Siach Yitzchak says, nah, it's not a question that maybe he'll die and we won't know about it. The question is, maybe he'll die, there'll be a new Kain Gadol, and they won't chap that there's a problem of Chatash Meis Balea. Maybe the Kain who's going to come after him is going to say, okay, I'll use last year's power. Why waste the carbon? He won't realize that it was the other Kain Gadol that paid for it, and it's the Chatash Meis Balea. Just like Zeir Shem Yemek, Geril Kavei Mishan Lachaverta, or Zeir Shem Chatash Avra Shinas, like the Gemara says. And the Pshat is not the Pshat that we won't know this happened. He just won't realize it's a problem. That's what the Gemara is saying. Balkobanim, Taisus didn't like the Pshat. Taisus says maybe one of the Kahanim will die. And Taisus' Lashon is like this. The Gemara before had a Shaila. Of the other Kahanim really Neskapa there, Mikiva? Or just really it's a Kohen Gadol's power. They're just Mikufya. They're just like a floating Kabara, a superficial Kabara. That was the Gemara Shaila before. So Taisa says, even if you say Mikufya, so then it shouldn't be a Chadash Mesu Balea. But still, people think it's a Chadash Mesu Balea. It's a Gzeira. People think it's a Chadash Mesu Balea. So Bikvegas asks, Nagilianash asks, it's Mashmuth Mikivim Mechapri, then attack is a Chadash Mesu Balea without a Gzeira. But he's very bothered. It's not Chadash Mesu Balea. Only some of the Balaam died. That's a problem. Chadash Mesu mixes Balea. So the Gemara Sari is Mesu a little bit, and he says, one second. If you're going to tell me if one of the Kanim died, it's a Chadash Mesu Balea, so what about the Sar? The Gemara says, Tenech Par Sar Michael Neymar. So if any Yitzhu died, it should be Chadash Mesu Balea. What's the difference? What's the Kushis HaGemara? That's why the Gemara Sari says it's partial like Rashi. Avada the Kanim doesn't matter. It's only the Kohen Gadol because it's his power. So the Nesiv says that Taisa doesn't mean that if they were to schap a mikiva would actually be a Chadash Mesu Balea. He just means it's more pasha to be geyser. Avada, even if they were to schap a mikiva, avada b'ilam. That's not called a Chadash Mesu Balea. It's only mixes balea. But it means if it's mikiva, it would make more sense to be geyser. But Taisa says, even if it's mikuf, you also should be geyser. But Lamaisa, it's a bit shvayt to me the Achrayim, the Netziv, and the Kveg, and the Gvur Sari, they're all bothered that if only it's Mesu mixes Balea, then it should be called the Chadash Mesu Balea. The Gemara in Harius, the Avavim and Aleph, it's more late, there's a big Arichus earlier in the Taisus Yishanim, the Afnunam and Aleph, a big Arichus about it. And he brings the Gemara in Harius, the Avavim and Aleph. The Gemara in Harius asks the Kasha by Sira Shechadei, the Gemara, there was a whole discussion about Chadash Mesu Balea by Sira Avei Dezara, and the Gemara asks the Kasha by Sira Shchedesh, if somebody dies, why don't you also say it's a Chadash Mesu Balea? And the Gemara brings a Raya from there that ain't Sibur Mesa. So there's a big Arichus in that Gemara. It's not Pashit, but I'm just saying that there is a Pshat, the Taisa Shanim really brings such a Pshat, that the Gemara there on Afnun, which discusses, is the Paya Mikpurim a carbon Sibur or a carbon Shutfis. He declares to say, if it's a carbon Shutfis, so if one of the Kanim died after he mafreshed the par, it would be a Chadash Mesu Balea. The Sira Shchedesh is not because it's a Tzibur, but if it's a Shutfis, it would be a Chadash Mesu Balea. But then he says that maybe, since the carbon belongs to the Kohen Gadol, it comes from the mom of the Kohen Gadol, even the Torah is Mefkir L'chol Kanim, like it says there, Be'gaza, the Kohen, the Torah is Mafkir, but you could say the Kohen Gadol is the Baal, that's what Rashi holds here. But the Chay, it's not so Shver and Tesis. Taisus holds if Mikiva Mechaper, then there would be a psal even if one Kayan died. At least the Taisus Shanim Nefnun clears the Shat. And you have to say, to answer the Gvur Siris Kasha, Silas also is different. That's a carbon Tzibur. The Gemara says the Siris Chedish is a carbon Tzibur, is a din of ain't Tzibur Mesa. And the longest is that there's a difference between a carbon Shutfis and a carbon Tzibur. A Tzibur is not one big Shutfis. Not everyone's a Shutfis. There's a shame, it's a Chalei Shame Tzibur on everyone. So Chalei Shem Tzibur. So any Yachid that dies, it's not Shat that one of the Bailam died. The Bailam's not the Yachid. The Bailam's the Tzibur. Now Shekhi, by Shutfis of Shat is everyone's a Bailam. So Mixis Bailam died also will be a Chat that Shemek Sibala. Now there is a way to learn the Gemara Harius to stim with the Achrayim. The Chat that Shemek Mixis Bala wouldn't be considered that. And the Kasha from the Sirish Chedish is that maybe the one who gave the Shkolim died. Amaisa. I can't be meirich about the sugi and horis. It's just by me a chiddush that the achrayim Rabbi Kivega and the Gvura Sari and the Nitziv, they all named on that a chatash emesu mixes balel wouldn't be a din of chatash emesu balel. I don't know, that's clear that Taisi Shonim earlier, Daf Nun, at least entertained the tzan that if it's a carbon shutfin and somebody dies, that's a chatash emesu balel. He just says that maybe Ibazai will be telling the Kayin Gadol, but you could say it's not. You could say it's telling the Kahanim like Taisis. Now, Taisis says that we're afraid one of the Kahanim died and no one will know about it. Kayin Gadol, we're not afraid. If he dies, everyone will know. But one of the Kahanim, no one will know about it. So, Frank Tevi Kinega said, what are we afraid of? It's a Cheskes Chaim. The Gemara Daf Nun Hei said, you're not afraid that one of the Bailim is dying. We're not afraid of that. When you have the case of the, you put all the money in the Pushkin, they didn't have Shefaris for Kinei Chayva. So the Gemara there says, it's not a problem that maybe someone will die. And Achayshishim is the Cheskes Chaim. The Gemara earlier in Daf Nun Hei. So the Nitziv in the Svasem is Seif Shan Taisis. That's different, you know, when people put in money and then the stomach are all going to stay alive until they bring it. But in an entire year, to say not one single kayin is going to die, that's very, very not mustabra. It's not a chash, it's like a vaday, that one kayin is going to die, just you won't realize it, you won't know about it, but then a vaday is a din to be chayshish. That's pshat and tais, that's in the Sivan Svasem to say.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.